Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. I pray that out of His glorious riches, God may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. In Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, Luke Skywalker finds a mentor in Obi-Wan Kenobi. The old Jedi Master patiently teaches young Luke the ways of the Force, encouraging him to embrace his potential and the responsibility that comes with it. Before they complete his training, however, Obi-Wan allows himself to be cut down by the villainous Darth Vader, so that Luke and others might escape with their lives. Later in the film, when all depends on Luke making a one-in-a-million shot to destroy the Death Star, he hears the voice of his departed mentor guiding him to victory through the Force. Since 1977, the year the first Star Wars movie came out, people have pointed out parallels between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Jesus Christ. Both sacrificed themselves to save others, and still provided guidance to their disciples even after death. But what a pale reflection that is. For as big of a dreamer as Star Wars creator George Lucas was, his epic tale of galactic proportions doesn't come close to the awesome reality we find in Christ. Luke, Han Solo, and Princess Leia escaped the clutches of Darth Vader that day, but death would take them all by the end of the last movie. Jesus, however, redeemed all mankind by His death, and His physical resurrection back to life guarantees our own on the last day. The movie Ghost of the Fallen Jedi Master came alongside Luke Skywalker, urging him to find the strength within himself to do what needed to be done. Meanwhile, the risen Lord Jesus is more than by your side. He lives in your heart through faith. Through the proclamation of His love and forgiveness in His Son, Jesus Christ, God the Father sends His Holy Spirit to powerfully transform your inner being. The God of eternal love, who created the galaxies both near and far, far away, and who died that you might live forever, takes up residence in your heart. He alone is your strength and salvation. Lord God, continue to work in my heart through the gospel to strengthen my faith in Jesus and my love for you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on worship, then daily devotions. God bless your day.